Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Good evening. This is Reverend Aaron Williams, DTW Ministries. We are so excited, as always, just to have another opportunity, just to come before you, just to share what God is giving us, you know, and as we grow up together, you know, as we grow up together, this is a body ministry. You know, a body would look kind of deformed and I would say improper if you would see one arm is developed, one leg is developed, but not the others. Though those other parts of the body are suffering from some type of malnutrition or ill nourishment. But we're glad that we're growing up together. And we're not just growing up together apart. We're growing up together in Him. My God, I'm excited already just about that thought. And we're growing up together. Every round goes higher and higher. We're becoming more and more like our God. My God, hallelujah. But before we start, I tell you, once I start talking, my mouth won't stop moving until I'm empty. But, you know, I thank God just for His Spirit and just for being a part of DTW, not just DTW Ministries, but Purpose Kingdom Network. And I thank God for you that are tuning in. But before we start, we have a song that's going to play through our radio broadcast. Hopefully that you guys that are on Facebook can hear it, you know, and then we'll come back in. You know, I guess in about maybe 2-3 minutes, we're not going to let the whole song play, but we'll come in and go ahead and open up in prayer. So, Pastor, you can play that if you're able right now. So much, praise the Lord. that's what you get when you ask to play a song that you've never heard. You know, praise the Lord. We thank God anyway. You know, everything's not for every time, but you know, it was a nice song. But for where I believe the Lord is taking us, that was moving me in the wrong direction. So thanks a lot, Pastor, for you know, responding and getting that to stop, that we'll continue to move. So without further ado, let's pray. God, we do thank you and we bless you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, for enabling us God, for equipping us, for calling us to yourself. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that flesh would hide behind the cross, that flesh would die, that flesh would just get out the way. God, that you would get glory to yourself in what we share today, even as you put this in my spirit, God, to just to share, you know, and just to be a testament to where you're taking me, so I know being a part of the body, God, that we're moving together in you. For in you we live and we move and we have our being in you. So bless the word as it goes forth. Bless your people that hear it, God, whether they're listening now or they're listening later. God, as this message will be posted, we just pray, God, in Jesus' name, that it would go to your glory and for our good in Jesus' name. God bless you, Brother Eddie. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God for you. So praise the Lord. You know, as we always talk about the Lord, and for those who don't know, you know, I'm part of a men's fellowship at our church, and our men's fellowship meets every Saturday. You know, and hopefully towards the end of the broadcast, towards the end, I'll get that information out. If not, I'll post it on my Facebook page later. But every Saturday from 10 to 12, we meet. I know some of you aren't able to gather. Maybe some of you don't really have privy or access to this type of technology where you can meet and, you know, would say not just broadcast, but can meet together and network, you know, and just meet and worship online. You can't join in the building. So we invite you here at DTW Ministries, you know, and with Purpose Kingdom Network that every evening, someone is broadcasting either live on Facebook, someone's either broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio, but someone somewhere, you know, from Purpose Kingdom is always sharing a word or some information that we can get into your hearing. So we thank God for you that are, you know, coming, you know, and coming and listening and just supporting, you know, just seeing some of your names, you know, some of the people that I know, you know, some old friends that I've known for years, you know, just to come past the page and look. But then not just that, but then also others, because on Facebook, once it's out in social media, it's out there. Somebody might listen to this later tonight. Somebody might listen to this tomorrow. Somebody might not see this for 10 years. But whenever they see it, blessed be our God. You know, it'll be for his glory and for our good. But what I'm excited about is because what God does, the dynamic that God works in us, always when the scripture says all things work together for the good of them that love. I don't want to talk about for them that love them, because we know the scripture, it works together for us that are born again, us that are saved, us that are committed to the Lord, us that love the Lord. You know, and as you commit to the Lord, those words seem always to be cliche for me. Because we talk about commitment, we talk about fulfillment, but you can see the fulfillment in a life. Now I want to go off base for a minute, because when you look at the bodybuilder, when you look at the professional athlete, when you look at those that commit fully, you see a development, you see a progress, you see an increase in stamina. You see these things because they have fully committed. But we want to attest Christianity. See, and Paul talks about being a good soldier, being one that's worthy of the vocation wherewith we're called. If Paul talks about those things of commitment, and as we recognize that these trials, these tests, these pains, these struggles in our lives come as tests, as hurdles, as I would say, springboards for greater revelation, for greater commitment, for greater strength. I'm going to continue to use the phrase that I actually drafted from a brother that, you know, passed away, is no longer with us, but he continued to say avenues of pursuit, because our test, our trial is not a physical test. Yeah, we do go through some things physically. Yeah, we even go through some things mentally, some things emotionally. But those things are to fortify your spirit, man. You know, why? Because the flesh must die daily. See, the struggle comes because we still want our flesh to be alive. We still want Aaron to be recognized. We still want Adam and Eve. We still want that flesh part. We still want the person who we identify as being to be the one recognized when God says that if any man be in Christ, he's a brand new creature. I just threw the word brand new in there. But he's a new creature. Look, everything, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. I'm learning that because now as I position myself physically to play basketball, I position myself physically to play baseball. I position myself physically to play chess and to get better. But there has to be a commitment. And that commitment is shown forth in your trial. That commitment is shown forth in your test. That commitment is shown forth in your pain. Let's read the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting around, I'm going to start early. I'm going to start before. It starts over here in verse 17 where it begins to talk about the Lord's Supper. And Paul is rebuking the members of the church in Corinth because they were coming together for contention. It says that they were coming together for dissensions. They were coming together and quarreling. They were coming together just to be divided. Have you ever recognized that people come, we dress up. Listen, I used to never like suits. I did not like them. I never wore them. I didn't wear them. But now that I wear suits, I don't go to church any other way. Unless they tell me it's dressed down Sunday, it's dressed down Friday. You know, I'm not able to get home and clean up and wash up and put on something nice to wear. I go because I feel this is the event of the week. When I used to go to the club, I was sharp. I had on my dress shoes. I had on my slacks. I had on my shirt. I had the things that were appropriate for the setting. But now I'm going to the house of God. I'm going into the very presence of the living God. I want to put my best foot forward. I want to put my best effort forward. I want to put my best forward, not because he's looking on the outside, because we know God don't look on the outside. God looks at the heart. But I want to put my best foot forward. My God, I'm so excited about what God is doing in us because I'm beginning to recognize that my pain benefits me. I'm beginning to recognize that my trial benefits me. I'm beginning to recognize that my test benefits me. Where I'm beginning to say, even like Paul, I glory in my infirmity, but oh, I don't like the test. I don't like the infirmity because it still brings about an affliction on my part. It still brings about some type of, I would say, mental anguish at times, but to recognize that it's working in us a far greater glory. That I've learned that when the anguish comes, when the despair comes, when the disappointment comes, that there is muscle memory. Muscle memory. Anybody know what muscle memory is? That when certain actions happen, it's called reflex. They call it reflex. There should be a reflex for the child of God that when the anguish comes, when the test comes, when the trial comes, that your knees begin to get weak and you begin to fall prostrate before the Lord and surrender unto a God who's able not just to deliver, but to save. Our God is not just able to deliver you. He's not just able to take you out of the situation, but right where you're in it. And this is where he's moving me. Right in it, victory. Right in it, power. Right in it, hallelujah. That when we're right there in it, that he's working in us a far greater glory. And it's for his glory, and it's for our good. But the Corinthian church, he says in chapter 11, let me read verse 17, it says, now in this I declare unto you, I don't praise you, that you come together not for better, but for worse. Paul was rebuking again the Corinthian church because they didn't come together for fellowship. They didn't come together for the good of each of them. It said they didn't come together not for better, but for worse. Verse 18 says, for first of all, when you come together in the church, I'm hearing that there is dissension, there are divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Now, dissension, I looked that word up, dissension, you know, in this part of Corinthians, where in King James it says decision, it says it's disagreement that leads to discord. It's there's a difference between being or having a disagreement. We can disagree and still fellowship. We can still disagree and still love each other. We can still disagree and still walk together. I know you said, you in that scripture, how can two walk together lest they agree? But this word dissension is that same word that's used in that scripture, because there has to be, we're not going to agree on everything, but our disagreement is not reason for dissension. Our disagreement means we might have simply different functions in the body. Our disagreement might mean you might be a hand, I might be a foot. You might be an eye, I might be an ear. Our disagreement doesn't mean that we're not on the same page. It just might mean we have different functions. But it was saying, Paul was saying in this book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that there's disagreement, but this disagreement is causing dissension. It's causing divisions. It's causing people to splinter. It's causing cliques. It's causing cliques in the church. It's causing factions in the church. It's causing men and women to operate as silos in the church. We want to know why people operate in silos, because no one's been tempered in disagreement. Wow. That's deep right there by itself. No one's being tempered in disagreement. I can't get your favor. I can't get your hand. I can't get your approval unless we agree. But God did not call us to just be yes ma'am and yes women to each other, but that we may challenge each other as we recognize the power of God and the move of God in one another. We begin to get challenge as we see the gifts prospering in each other. That God, I need more of you, less of me. But we're not saying, God, give me more of you, less of me. We're saying, God, give me less of him, give me less of her. Hallelujah. We don't like people that rub us the wrong way. We don't like people that don't agree with us, that don't get on board with our program, when it's not about us. It's not our church. It's not our ministry. It's him. It's his ministry. It's his church. His church belongs to the Lord. I was sitting in church Sunday, and the word was going forth, and people were praising, and I was looking, and the thought of the glory of God just kept coming on my mind, just the glory of God, the glory of God. And I began to remember that scripture. With the year when King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. My goodness. And we talk about that time when the glory of God filled the temple so much so that the ministers couldn't even minister, and people are excited to see that glory revealed. But as a revelation that I had heard, that it was just the trains of his garments. It was just the glory was just the skirts of his garment. The Lord wasn't in the temple. He's still higher than my worship. He's still higher than my church service. He's still higher than me receiving the word. The Lord is still higher. But just to have the skirts of his garment fill the place rattled and shook under the presence of the Lord. God is trying to move us to a place where we recognize my function might be different, but you're my brother, you're my sister. The Corinthian church here in 1 Corinthians 11 couldn't recognize. They had dissensions. They had disagreements that caused discord. I want to challenge you right there, my brother, my sister. Is there a disagreement in the house where you worship? Is there a disagreement in the house where you live? I want to challenge you to be the peacemaker. I want to challenge you to be the one that asks for forgiveness. I want to challenge you to be the one that goes, because the Bible says we that are the ones that are considering ourselves spiritual. When we see a brother, when we see a sister in a fault, go to them. Go to them how? Yo, you need to know. Go to them in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. Listen what the Bible says, lest you also be tempted. My God, what is God saying? God is saying, is God saying that the only reason I'm not in a position that brother that I'm looking down my nose at, that sister that I'm looking like she ain't sucking much, is the only reason that I'm looking that way is because I've never been tempted that way? Have you ever considered what the scripture says? In the spirit of meekness, considering ourselves, lest we also be tempted. My God, God is looking at what we're doing as we read. See, because the Bible is read and the scriptures are there for our examples. They had come to the church for a purpose, for the Lord's Supper. They was coming for a purpose gather. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's some of the reasons why we struggle in this area, because we don't come to church on purpose. Yeah, you might have purpose to get there, but what's your purpose for being there? You might have purpose to get dressed. You might have purpose to get yourself ready. You might have purpose to go to the house. But the purpose of the house, is that your purpose? To see, to come into the presence of the Lord. Is the Lord your purpose? When I get there, I'm meeting him. I get so excited sometimes driving down the boulevard to get to church because I'm thinking of what I'm going to do and how I'm going to come into his presence once I just come into the parking lot, that sometimes he meets me before I even get to the door. And I get so overwhelmed with the presence of God because I'm not satisfied with the norm. See, this is what makes professional athletes different from just us regular Joes that just are, you know, sports enthusiasts. I'm a sports enthusiast. I can talk about it. I get excited about my team. I even got a slogan out about my team, the Philadelphia Eagles. If it ain't the Eagles, it's just football. That's my slogan. But maybe that's the issue when it comes to worship. Maybe that's the issue when it comes to Christendom. We're Christian enthusiasts. We're enthusiastic about Christianity, but we have no real commitment for Christianity. Yeah, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. Temperate in disagreement, my God. Hallelujah. And Paul said, I partially believe it. And this is the verse that really got me. And I read it over and over. We shared it with the men, I think, like 2 weeks ago. And it says, verse 19 in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians says this, for there must be heresies. I want to just stop and let you hear that again. Word for word, verse 19, chapter 11, 1 Corinthians, for there must be, see, I missed the word. I'm glad I went over that. For there must be also heresies, not just divisions that separate. Not just dissension that causes discord. There also must be errors among you. Why? This, even thinking, before I even say it, I can feel the presence of God on my heart to say this. That they, let me put it this way, because Paul was talking to the Corinthian church. So he's talking to them there. But I'm talking me and you. That we, which are approved, may be made manifest among you. Our trials come, that Christ in us may stand. The our trials come that our flesh may die to itself. Our trials come that the Spirit of God may raise up in us, that those that are the ones that have been truly called by God, that God has his hands on, that God has saved, may be approved in your presence. Not in secret. That's what I love about God. God doesn't bless you and then put you in a corner, put you in a closet. It says that they be made manifest among you. Out in your church, you're looking and you're seeing those that are being ridiculed, those that are being pushed aside, not being used, or whatever the reason, and whatever the obscurity, whatever the position, but that the children of God may rise up. Back in the day, it was a series came on every Saturday called The Monkees. It was a rock band, you know, rock, pop culture, whatever you want to call it. But they had one of their singers was Davy Jones, and he was very short. And it was a running joke with the show. This says, will the real Davy Jones please stand up? And he would say, I am standing. But when he stood, he was no taller than them that were all sitting. God is calling you, child of God, to stand. Stand in your tests. Stand in your confliction. Listen, your confliction, not just your affliction, the things that afflict you and that bother you from the outside, but your confliction, those things that bother you on the inside. He's calling you to stand in the midst of your trial. He's calling you to stand in the midst of the test. He's calling you to stand in the midst of your haters. Why? Because he wants to stamp you with his approval. My God, I'm excited about that right there, that I may be approved. We're looking, listen, to hear him say, well done. Let me read what it says. I wrote down this from 1 Peter, verse 7. And it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, what's the reason? Might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 9, listen, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, my God. Hallelujah. What a glorious dynamic that God not only gave us the end, we've already been saved, but he's given us everything to take us from earth to glory. He's given us what we need to make it from this life to the next in your trial. It's tempered in your test. It's tempered in your struggle. It's tempered in your disappointment, that those that have been approved may stand up to the front. I was about the Bible says, but the Bible don't say that, but it's a saying, cream always rises to the top. God is expecting you to rise. You that call his name, you that carry his name, you that bear his name, he's expecting you to rise. Hallelujah. Not like Maya Angelou. I ride. My God. Hallelujah. That poem, I got to learn that, because that would fit right there. Hallelujah. In the midst of trouble. I think I might write a Christian poem for that. In the midst of trouble, I rise. In the midst of my death, I rise. My God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We thank God for his incomparable spirit. For his, my goodness, for the paraclete. And I don't want to start using words because I know we're on Facebook. You know, I know a lot of Christians are looking and listening, but I don't know who will. So I try not to use a lot of church jargon when I'm speaking, because I want those that hear to hear it plainly. That when they hear it, the Bible says that when it falls on good ground, it's one that receives it and understands it. So I pray, God, that even at the word, we're already excited because your word says it will not come back. Your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish, my God, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do, my God, and it will prosper you sent it. So I know that as they receive the word on good ground, it will bring forth fruit to your glory, God. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. My God, I'm done. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God for just the opportunity to share with you. And I just wanted to put that out, you know, and I thank God that, God, listen, God did not save us. God did not save us. And we know scripture that we're not promised flowery beds of ease. We're not promised to, you know, just make it through floating like butterflies. So I want you to equip your mind, as the scripture said, guard your mind. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That the trial of your faith, the devil ain't so much after your life as he is after your faith. Your faith that you would not trust in the living God. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. God's spirit is here on the inside if you commit yourself to him. I'm not talking about how you feel in your heart. I'm talking about what you do on your knees. I'm not talking about how much church you go to. I'm talking about how much you talk to him in prayer. For as we're going from round to round, strength to strength, the trials are going to come. The tests are going to come. What to be in a better place? Listen, I started to talk about at the beginning the bodybuilder. The bodybuilder came in, and another brother came in. One was a bodybuilder. One was just your average Joe. And they were all given 200 pounds. Within less than a month, the bodybuilder could do his reps with it, no problem. And everybody was wondering why this other young man could not lift the weight even after a month of training. And it's because when he came in once a week, he had never practiced during the week. You see where I'm going. As we're beginning to come out of this pandemic and the Lord is opening the doors in many of our sanctuaries again, how have you been lifting your weight throughout the week, that when Sunday comes, the press is easy? God is moving us from Sunday to Sunday Christians to everyday commitment. This is my final challenge for you tonight for this broadcast, because I have another one for you the next time we're here. And we're here again the 22nd of February. What is your commitment? How much scripture are you meditating in and reading a day? How much do you pray? How often do you pray? And I'm not saying, I'm saying my prayers, 50, 60 years old, and we're still saying, now, now lay me down to sleep. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But that would be kind of strange if I was dating a young woman and moving and desiring and marrying her, and I was still asking her her name, what's her favorite color, and we've been together for 10, 20, 30 years. As we move into the things of God and we challenge each other to recognize tests, my pain is for my approval. God, I do thank you and I bless you for the word that's going forth out of your mouth. Thank you for every hearer. God, thank you. God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that will hear in the name of Jesus, not just those that are near, but even those which are far off. God, I pray for Purpose Kingdom Network, for Pastor Toy. God, you continue to bless her, continue to bless her efforts and everything she puts her hands to do in Jesus' name. If you do not know the Lord, I want to lead you in a prayer of forgiveness, a prayer of repentance. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to say some words, and I'm going to ask that you repeat them, my God, and that you say it and mean it. And if you say what you mean and mean what you say, God will do exactly what you ask him to do. And then after that, we're going to have our pastor come online, and she's going to share some information with you, you know, and how to fellowship, you know, and network with Purpose Kingdom, you know, that you may find possibly a church home if you're in the tri-state area of Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, that you can also, you know, grow with us and have broadcasting or listen to the broadcast on Blog Talk that's daily. So say these words, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me and cleanse me in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. I know those that know that prayer recognize that I left out the blood, you know, and just for a quick teaching right here, because I didn't want to put that in for those that are praying that might not have any church at all, that Christ was a sacrificial lamb. Christ's life, Christ's death, his crucifixion, his burial, and his resurrection, my God, was done, that his blood was shed for us. For the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And the Old Testament shows a shadow where the children of Israel were required to have blood sacrifice of rams, heifers, turtle doves, you know, sheep, whatever they had as a sacrifice for cleansing that they would give to the high priest who would go into the Holy of Holies once for sin a year for all the people. But Christ died. And when Christ died and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, the atonement was made for man's sin. Once this man entered into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God, and placed his blood on the mercy seat, that you and I, when we come to God, come through the blood. So now that you know about the blood, you recognize that when we say washed in the blood, that the blood is what cleanses. The blood is what saves. Hallelujah. It's his blood by which we are atoned. So praise the Lord. We have one to bring on our pastor, and then we'll come back for final words and benediction.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank and we bless God for the word that has gone forth this evening, my test, my pain, my approval. What a word, what a word, what a word. You know, as Reverend Aaron was talking, it reminded me of a story I had seen on Facebook about two little boys who was at the store with their mother, and the youngest of the two was screaming and crying because he saw them little glow sticks and he wanted one so bad. And his mother finally gave him the glow stick, and his brother was just sort of looking at him with the glow stick. And at some point, the brother was like, you're not even really enjoying the glow stick. So he snatched the glow stick from his brother, and all of a sudden, the little boy heard the little glow stick cracking, and he started crying because he thought his brother had broke the glow stick. But in all actuality, when he got outside, he started rejoicing because he said, Mommy, look, the glow stick glows. Saying that to say, and Reverend Aaron, I'm sorry, but you brought that back to my attention. I read that about 3 weeks ago, and it's still in my spirit. And he said the glow stick glows, and the moral of it was basically that the glow stick without being broken is just a stick that children love to play with. But once it was broken, you got the full use of what it was created to be. Hallelujah, God. Some of us have gone through some brokenness, some hurt, some pain, so that we could be in the fullness of that which God has called us to be. We just bless and praise God for Reverend Aaron Williams, for DTW Ministry, and for, again, the word that went forth this evening. By faith, we believe that somewhere out there, whether you were listening via phone or the live stream, you could be in China, Japan, Russia, Brazil, France, New England. That's some of the places that are listening into us around the world. Wherever you may be, we bless and praise God for those of you by faith who gave your life to Christ, covered you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting with another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network with testimony. Yes, and the host is Mother Janice Hudson. Tomorrow evening, 9 p.m., your testimony and the host, Mother Janice Hudson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We're on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Also, God has blessed us that we are back up on the air with our internet radio station, where the Lord has blessed that we are broadcasting gospel music 24 hours a day right on PKN Radio. That's P for Purpose, K for Kingdom, N for Network, PKN Radio, as we like to say, the place where believers go. We bless and thank God for each and every one of you who joined in with us this evening for this, our One Style Kingdom Network. Be blessed. Know that we love you, but more importantly, God loves you. Reverend Aaron, awesome, wonderful, life-changing, illuminating word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. To God be all the glory. Listen, saints, I'm excited. You have to understand my level of excitement. You know, the Bible says he who's forgiven much loves much. And I'm not saying that I love God much or more than people, but I know I love him more today than I did on yesterday. It's a song, hallelujah, that came to my mind. I love him more today than I did on yesterday. Yesterday. Hey. Then on yesterday, and it just goes up. I love him. I trust him. I need him more today than I did on yesterday. Hey. On yesterday. Hallelujah. As we move into the things of God. Listen, the Bible tells us, fear not, little flock, for it is our Father's good pleasure. I've heard these scriptures so many times, and they're just revealing new revelation, not of what God will do, but of his fellowship with me. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's his good pleasure to give you everything that he has. It's his good pleasure to put you in a place of success where you're above only and not beneath, that you're the head and not the tail. My God, it is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But Jude reminds us that we must earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. I said I was going to challenge you no more, but I think I got another one stirring up in my mind. That's my challenge. Until the next time we meet, that's only 14 days away. Let me count. 14 days away, February the 22nd, I want you to consecrate. And consecrate means that you just spend your time with the Lord. I know you got to go to work. I know you got to do some things you got to do. But I want you to commit. I'm going to ask for an hour. I'm going to ask that you commit an hour a day out of the time that you would usually do doing anything, social media, watching TV, watching movies, doing things that were not spiritual things. Just say that. You will commit that hour to the Lord every day for 14 days until we come back again on the 22nd. Can you do that? Praise the Lord. God, we do thank you and we bless you. I said I was going to get a, I think I'm going to have to post it later. I don't want to get up off of the screen because I'm looking and my cards are over there. I should have had them on the table with me. But for those that are interested in fellowship, you know, and I'm sorry, ladies, this is a men's fellowship. So, and that we're on Zoom, you know, and maybe one time during the broadcast, you know, while we're here live, that we'll go through a tutorial here on the broadcast on how you can get on the Zoom or get a Zoom app on your apparatus or whatever device you have that you can get online with us, you know, for fellowship. Maybe that sounds like a good idea, you know, and we won't do it this month, but, you know, in the near future, we'll have some type of Zoom, whether it's something that I pre-record and just post on my timeline, you know, hopefully that you'll come across my timeline and see it so that when we come together, you'll be there, you know, or be able or have the enablement to get there, you know, if you so desire. You know, so we're excited about what God's going to do for you, God's going to do for us, you know, and we're excited of what it's going to look like in the future. You know, I think it was a Huey Newton, I think it was an old song back in the day, says that my future's so bright, I got to wear shades. You know, and I know people say, oh, there you go bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm boasting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we do thank you again for this opportunity to share your word with your people. God, I pray even for them that continue to hear the word, either through the broadcast or through other means and other broadcasts. Thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network again. And I thank you for those, God, that will hear this word. God, I pray, God, that the churches that they attend, God, that you would continue to keep them safe, God, and do those things, God, that would propel them forward in you. Bless their family, bless their homes, bless their children, bless their spouses, their loved ones. God, even bless our enemies. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 So you guys have a great evening. Hallelujah. I think that we're going to definitely be coming on 8 o'clock. It feels early. I ain't used to 8 o'clock yet, but I'm even worse at 9. So we thank God for you again that are tuning in and that's still here with us. So we bless God for you that are still here with us. You know, and as the Lord continues to give us, you know, things to share, you know, that we'll continue to have something that we can share with you right here. Purpose Kingdom Network, Blog Talk, DTW Ministries. Reverend Aaron Williams, you have a great night.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.